Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I invite you to be seated as I invite Barbara Bjellin forward. Today we affirm Barbara and her ministry as Christ Chapel sexton. Some of you may have seen Barbara around, kind of lurking in the background. You may wonder what a sexton does. She cares for this worship space, not as a custodian who cleans, but as one who attends to all the details needed for a worshipful environment, such as candles, the colorful pyramids, communion vessels and linens, worship books, bulletins, etc., etc. She also serves as a welcoming host to all who enter this chapel, including student worship assistants, chapel speakers, musicians, and those who wander in for some peace and quiet. Barbara began her work when classes started this fall, and she's dove in right away with lots of big events this year in the chapel, and we're grateful for your presence, Barbara. And so today we publicly pray God's blessing on her ministry. So I ask you, Barbara, will you faithfully carry out your work as sexton and welcome others to this chapel as Christ has welcomed you? If so, answer, I will, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I will, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I invite you to face the group here and invite all of you to rise and extend a hand of blessing towards Barbara. And repeat these words of blessing after I say them. May God bless you.
May God bless you.
With joy.
With joy.
With patience.
With patience.
And with wisdom.
And with wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's welcome Barbara. In her honor, we have some cookies and things in the back after worship, so please stay for that if you have a moment or two or three. So this day we also gather to hear the word of God, pray for those in need, and ask God's blessing on those who seek healing and wholeness through Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Great God, our healer, by your power the Lord Jesus healed the sick and gave hope to the hopeless. As we gather in his name, look upon us with mercy and bless us with your healing spirit. Bring us comfort in the midst of pain, strength to transform our weakness, and light to illumine our darkness. We pray, trusting that you hear us. Amen.
Seven.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. This I believe, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord and be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. In our psalm today, a faithful one calls out for God's attention. Don't hide your face from me, God. My heart tells me to pray. I need to sense your presence. This language of prayer may be so familiar to many of us that we forget how bold we are to even express our concerns to God. In our prayers, we assume that God is interested in us and has compassion for us. The fact that we pray presupposes trust in God. And so we gather to pray for healing. We trust that God is attentive. When we pray, we believe that the risen Christ walks beside us as a companion. We open our hands, our hearts, our minds, our very lives to receive his gift of healing. Indeed, we ask for all kinds of healing, physical, emotional, spiritual, relational. Now, we are accustomed to praying, hearing words of healing, and singing songs of hope. But the practice of laying on of hands and anointing with oil may be unfamiliar to some of you. Be reassured. For centuries, the ministry of healing has included not only prayers and words of forgiveness and encouragement, but also gestures, such as the touch of the hand to the head and anointing with oil. These practices have deep roots in the early church. In James 5:14, we read, "Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord." Now, prayers for healing do not necessarily replace the gifts of God that come through the medical community, nor does this ritual necessarily promise a cure. Rather, we offer and celebrate the gift of God's presence, for God gives strength and comfort in time of suffering. God promises wholeness and peace. God's love is embodied in this community of faith. And all of these gifts bring healing in the broadest sense of that word. So I invite you to come, in a little while, to one of the prayer stations. Tell the prayer minister if you have a specific need or request or not, and then receive the touch of blessing on your head or shoulder, a prayer, and anointing with oil. With these words and simple acts, God is present to each of us and to all of us together. May the assurance of these prayers and the support of this community of faith heal you and sustain you. First, we pray for those who requested our prayers and for all in any need. I invite you to rise. During each petition, we will hold a brief silence, and then I will conclude this silence with Lord of Life, and you may respond with, "Hear our prayer." Let us pray. To the triune God, the source of all love and all life, let us offer our prayers. God, our Creator, your will for us and for all your people is health and salvation. Jesus Christ, Son of God, you came that we might have life and have it in abundance. Holy Spirit, dwelling within us, you make us temples of your presence. For all who are in need of healing, Lord of Life,
hear our prayer.
For all who are suffering from injury or illness, Lord of Life,
hear our prayer.
For all who are troubled by confusion or pain, Lord of Life, for all whose increasing years bring weariness, Lord of life, we're all about to undergo surgery. Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
For all who mourn the death of loved ones, Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
For all who practice the healing arts, Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have requested our prayers. For Floyd, Audrey, Mary, Bill, Hayden, Brian, Wayne, Sarah, Katie, Keith.
For Jim, Linda, Jim, Bob, Kathleen, Emily, Phyllis, Ann, Arvid, Maggie.
For Jessica's grandpa, Bobby, Emily, Janet, Aaron, Danny, Craig, Becky.
For Ellie, Sean, Yvette, Tom, Lori, Nadine, Cheryl.
For Laura, Jeff, Julie, Ron, Julie, Don, Lisa, Janet, Murray, Vic.
For Roy, Renee, Jake, Amber, Brittany, Gloria, Aaron, Jonathan, John, Carol.
For Gretchen, Gretchen's father, David, Paul, Sasha, Cooper, Casey, Alice, Mary Lou, Maria, Jeff, Sonia, JC. Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate God, you so loved the world that you sent Jesus to bear our infirmities and afflictions. Through acts of healing, he revealed you as the true source of health and salvation. For your sake, for the sake of your Christ, who suffered and died for us, conquered death and now reigns with you in glory, hear the cry of your people. Have mercy on us, make us whole, and bring us at last into the fullness of your eternal life. Amen. You may be seated. We pray a blessing on our oil that we will use this day. Son of righteousness, you bring healing light to all who are shadowed by grief and suffering. We give you thanks for the gift of oil, a sign of grace and favor for your people throughout the ages. Send your Holy Spirit on us and on this healing balm, that through this anointing your people may look to you as a source of health and salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please come for prayers.
Thank you.
For a blessing. May God, who goes before you through desert places by night and by day, be your companion and guide. May your journey be with the saints. May the Holy Spirit be your strength, and Christ your clothing of light, both now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.